And the most I made was $67 a month. Most of it was $62.50. And I supported my mother and sister. Rent was only $3.50 a week.
That's not bad at all, is it?
It's a big difference of what it is now, see.
Sure is. Well, a lot of people, you know, originally they're from the Bahamas, a lot of people from the Keys, they come
as far from. As I know, the majority of people on these Keys and in Key West. If they themselves didn't come from there, the parents did.
I was not aware of that. That's interesting.
From the Bahamas. So, as I say jokingly, I maybe got some nigger cousins over there.
Well, you were talking about ancestry and everything. You know where your people would have come from before the Bahamas? Were they like from England or Ireland or Scotland?
No. All I can tell you is that my father and his people came from Harbor Island, there in the Bahamas. Now, where they come from before that, I haven't the slightest idea.
You told me that you went through several hurricanes. Can you tell me something about those?
I went through the 1910 in Key West, 1919. The people don't like Key West for hurricane. They don't like here for hurricane. But Key West is one of the best places in the world to be in a hurricane.
Why is that?
You got a reef on the Gulf side, or the ocean side, that breaks the sea. Then you got, when the sea's coming, you got plenty to go around. So you like what happened here in 35.
What happened here in 35?
The sea built up, then they had the railroad filled. And I know this. The Key people fought it, as we say, tooth and nail, to keep the railroad from putting them damn fields in there. And look what happened. And it stands to reason. Water piles up and it can't go through. It's going up. Well, that's what happened. I had a friend of mine tell me that was up here at the time. That he was up in a damn lime tree. They knew it the minute that those fields weren't washed away because the water started to recede. And we came, as I was telling you, we were up in the river on the schooner. In the 35 hurricane, we came out. We tied up the municipal pier mama. The lighthouse radio, a fellow named Carl Rune, came down to the boat. He said, "Slim," says, "if I were you," because that's the only name I knew, Slim. Even the gold in the Coast Guard called me Slim. Didn't make a difference to me. I showed them respect and they showed me respect. So that far we had run down the Ivy, that's the biggest tender that I had at that time. It's down around Hens and Chickens. That's a beacon right up the road here, right off the edge of the channel.